Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique.
It is such a joy for me to have my next guest in the studio, well, not technically in the studio, but over the phone with me. I have Ryan Ramsey, aka Logic, spelled with an X for the A. I'm gonna let him explain that.
Hey, how you doing? It's Ryan Ramsey, aka Logic Johnson, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah. This is how really exclusive our interviews are. We get you all the way from the West Coast. All right. Obviously, you must be somehow tied to the Glass City. So where are you from?
Well, I'm from the south side of Toledo. Really grew up on south side and west side of Toledo, yeah.
What was it like growing up in Toledo? What neighborhoods specifically and what schools did you attend?
Like I said, south side of Toledo, Hamilton, that's what I grew up on, the street I grew up on. And I attended grade school. It was St. Anne's at the time, changed to St. Martin de Porres for grade school. And high school, I went to Central High School for my freshman year, and start high school, I finished out.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's where I was, on the west side of Toledo. West side of Toledo, Kenwood Gardens area. That's where I'm at.
Very exciting. Did you leave to do anything? Did you go to any colleges? Did you leave for business? Like, what did you do after high school?
After school? Mm-hmm. After high school, I moved to Columbus briefly. Went to college on there. And moved back to Toledo. Went to University of Toledo. Also Owens College.
Okay. Did you leave for a change of pace or more opportunities? What made you kind of skip out of Toledo and come back?
Well, I left just because at the time, you know, growing up, you just want to be on your own and experience different things. So that's what I left for initially. Went to Columbus, came back. And when I came back, it was just, you know, just to work and go to school and, you know.
All that good stuff.
Time on my own in Toledo.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So you've been active in different eras of the Toledo music scene, from your time as just Logic to your time with the Basics to your current solo production career now. What's changed the most about your creative mindset over the years?
Oh, it's changed the most. Just the aspect of being collaborative. I really like collaborating. I like doing stuff on my own, but the collaborative thing is more fulfilling for me. I find out, like, when I link with different artists or link with my actual crew, the Basics, I really enjoy collaborating. So that my creative mindset, as far as that goes, I think collaborating is more fulfilling for me.
You want to give a shout out to your two bandmates in the Basics?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Swill Gates and Ill Sid, my bandmates from the Basics.
Is there another group that you did outside of the Basics? Like, am I remembering correctly?
Oh, yeah. I got Spaz. That's with Cheap Alone. I've done that. I also had a crew back in the day called Ill Side. Shout out to all my Ill Siders that's still meeting tonight.
Hey. The annual beat battles that you used to do. So I remember you used to get like producers together, not DJs, but producers, and they would go head to head to win best producer in Toledo?
Well, not really even in Toledo. It was kind of like a regional thing. It turned into like a regional thing.
Okay.
You know, we had people coming in from Cincinnati, Sandusky. We had, you know, people coming, you know, Toledo, of course. But yeah, it's spread out regionally pretty much.
How many years did you do that?
Oh, wow. I think I started that probably like 2004 or 2005, something like that. And I did it all the way up until 2014.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
What
so I did it a while. I did it past 14. I did it in 2018 was the last one. Yeah.
What inspired you to start those events, and do you think competitive producer culture still matters today?
What inspired me to create it was I just wanted to have a place, because me being a producer myself, I knew a bunch of producers that did music and their music just sat on their hard drives in their basements. You know, if they didn't have a group or somebody they were actually producing for, their music would just sit there and nobody actually would ever hear it. And I knew that Toledo has a wealth of talent there, and I wanted to showcase that some kind of way. So I just thought of the idea, just pitting them against each other in a battle type situation. And then whoever wins, you know, they get a crown and a trophy, and we kind of put all our money in a pot as far as that goes. And then they'll win the pot. And that was the initial idea behind it. As far as culture today, I don't see too many producers right now with that type of battle attitude. It would be, if I did it now, it'll probably be more of a showcase than a battle, because a lot of people really don't have that instinct to like try to take the crown type thing. You know, it's more of a collaborative thing with them. They like, you know, collaborating, and it's not about really who's the best. It's kind of about, you know, just showcasing the talent. So it'll probably be a showcase if I were to do it now.
Okay. When you were creating music with The Basics, what did that collaboration teach you that you couldn't have learned producing alone?
Well, producing with The Basics kind of taught me a lot of production aspects that I use now. Like prior to The Basics, I was making music, but I wasn't making music on the level that I made music with The Basics. And that's because my mentor was Ill Sid. He taught me a whole lot as far as beat creating, you know, the type of sound that I wanted to create. That's what drew me to him as a producer, was he was producing the stuff that I wanted to produce, and I didn't know how to produce. So he kind of showed me how to do that. So without them guys, I wouldn't be where I'm at today as far as production goes, no.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Your production style has a distinct atmosphere to it. When building a mm-hmm. beat, what usually comes first for you? Drums, melody, texture, or emotion?
Wow. It might start with either usually drums or melody. Sometimes I'll hear a drum pattern and I would really like that drum pattern, so I would, you know, try to recreate it or, you know, sample it or do something like that. And then I would build upon it, or it'd be vice versa. I hear a melody or a sample or something that I really want to use and I like it, and I'll build the drums around it. So it's usually either one of those. And then, I mean, when I hear it, as far as the sample goes, I would hear it, or I would, you know, hear a melody in my head or something like that. And then the emotion would drive the track from there.
Yeah, I really feel like I am entering like a vibe when I listen to your beats and stuff. So
I appreciate it.
You've worked with Sean Stockman of the world famous R&B group Boyz II Men when mm-hmm. he signed talent from Toledo many years ago. Tell us, what was that like?
Oh, that was an awesome experience. Sean's a great guy. I mean, he did everything he could do for us at the time. Yeah, it was a great experience, man. We got to, you know, go out and experience real tour life for a bit. We got to, you know, experience from the business aspect of things, how things should go. And he always told us, like, if we get into any situations or, you know, things of that nature outside, to use his name. Because he doesn't have a bad name, you know, in the industry or whatever. So use his name, it might open some doors. And for sure, it has opened doors for one of my co-producers, Marley. Definitely has opened doors for him. And you know, it's definitely opened doors for us. I mean, to keep moving forward in the music thing. So, yeah.
That is so cool to know. I'm glad to know one of our favorite R&B singers is a great guy in real life.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy.
I did get to meet him a couple times. He was sweet. Toledo has always had hidden talent, but it doesn't always get the national attention it deserves. What do you think people outside of Toledo misunderstand about the Midwest music scene?
Oh, man. They underestimate the Midwest, definitely. A lot of people that I encounter, especially after hearing my music or hearing our music, always tell me, man, I thought nothing came out of Ohio but cornfields, or you know, they think it's nothing but farmland, the vast farmland in Ohio or something. But no, we have a deep well of talent, and I think it's because we're in the middle. We kind of get a little bit from everywhere. We get a little bit from the East Coast, West Coast, and down south. So it's like a gumbo, you know, and it's just rich gumbo that you get from Midwest music. And a lot of people have taken from the Midwest but don't even know it. Like, you know, that's where the funk comes from. So a lot of the West Coast music that you hear that they're using, they got that from Midwest music, but we really don't get the credit, you know. So
wow.
You got Ohio players, you got, you know, Boosie Collins, you got Zapp and Roger, all that's Ohio.
Yeah. Looking back at your journey from local showcases and beat battles to streaming platforms like Spotify, what's one of the moments that made you realize your music was truly connecting with the people?
I will say a few years ago when I actually went viral from one of my beats. It was a Bass and Trouble album. And one of the beats on there actually went viral without me knowing it. And it just kind of took off. And I didn't realize that it took off like until like months and months and months later. I had no idea. And I started seeing people use the stuff on TikTok and using it on Instagram and all the rest of it. I'm like, what is going on? I just started looking at my numbers and they started spiking crazy. So I was like, wow, that was just a viral moment in time. That actually made me realize that my music actually was touching other places. And then they used the song that was trending in a movie over in like Switzerland or Sweden or something. And they called me and got the rights for it and all the rest of the stuff, paid me. I was like, that's real cool. So yeah, that's one of the moments, I guess.
I know you and I never heard that story. Now I gotta ask you about that later. All right.
Yeah, I'll explain it, yeah.
Okay. How can, you know, the listeners follow you and listen to some of your work?
Oh man, you can follow me on Instagram. That's LX as in X-ray GIKJ on Instagram. And Logic Johnson, if you want to look me up anywhere on any of the streaming platforms, they can look that up. And that's LXGIKJXHNSXN.
Meaning there's no vowels except the I, right? Yeah. All the other vowels are X.
Anything that's going to be a circle or an A is an X.
Logic Johnson, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And hopefully I'll be in Vegas soon living my best life.
Anytime. Right. Open door policy.
Thank you everyone for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Piper. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.